This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to vote. Nearly 7.3 million early absentee ballots have already been cast. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we kick off this week, I've been talking about it since last week. You could tell that early numbers were going to be pretty high, which gives me great hope that overall the vote will be rather large for this midterm election where no president is being elected. But it is true, and 7.3 is a very, very big number. I know in my area, I noticed the lots were full in areas where there was early voting. So it's 39 states that comprise the amount of votes that I just mentioned. All of this is data that's pulled together from Edison Research and Catalyst. This is voting ahead of Election Day, obviously. It's about the same, a little bit more than 2018, which was the highest turnout for the midterms in our recent history anywhere, anyway, and where we can really tally that pretty correctly. So we've seen that some of this is probably because voting habits shift a little bit and have shifted, and maybe that's part of it. The state with the most early votes cast so far is the great state of Florida, which has had more than 1 million early ballots. Right on the heels of Florida, Georgia has seen more than 800,000 early ballots cast so far. It's interesting because there was a huge debate in Florida between the current governor, Ron DeSantis, who wants to, I think, really run for president. That's absolutely no secret. And Charlie Crist, who is the Democratic candidate. And a lot of people were paying attention to this, not just Floridians, this debate, I think, because of the fact that DeSantis is a potential Republican presidential candidate, which he refused to commit to serving another 4 years as Florida governor if reelected, because he was asked that question during the debate. There's a lot of speculation that he's going to go for it in 2024, but he wasn't really stepping into that. He's trying to kind of step around that. So this was a huge televised debate. Chris trying to end DeSantis's governorship in 2022. And he kept pointing to the fact and saying that the incumbent is more interested in running for president 2 years from now, and he's doing it by promoting divisive social issues like abortion and school regulations that target gay, lesbian, and transgender students. There was a lot of conversation about that from Chris anyway in trying to go after DeSantis. But it's an uphill battle for him against a very popular Republican governor who's been dominating national headlines, let's face it, because of a whole bunch of different things. One, the presidential bid is potentially a successor to the former President Trump if he doesn't do it in 2024. And what's happened with Hurricane Ian, a lot of national headlines because of that. So polling-wise, Crist is behind DeSantis with, you know, an 11-point difference. That's pretty significant. At one point, Chris said, I want to bring the state back together and not have a divider as a governor. And at another point, he told DeSantis, we know you love to bully people. And DeSantis, throughout the entire time, mostly in his closing statement especially, pointed to the successes that the state's budget surplus, they've got money and unemployment rates and the largest budget surplus in history, 2.5% unemployment, second lowest on record. So he went to his numbers, and Charlie Crist talked about immigration reform, and he accused DeSantis of not willing to do it while Congress is trying to step around it and trying to address it in a different way because he wants to have it as an issue for political scoring. All right, so the bottom line is this. It's one of our biggest states, and it is the state with the most early votes that have been cast at this point. And I think it's not a surprise, one, because of the size of the state, because of, I think, so many important battles that for so many important offices that are being waged in your neck of the woods. It's the same thing. How many states have governor on the ballot? How many states have Congress on the ballot and Senate, the other chamber, on the ballot? All of this is pretty big because we know the balance of power when it comes to Republicans versus Democrats could be having a changing of a guard in Washington, D.C. The Republicans really only need 6 seats, and they have it. Will they get those 6 seats or not? I mean, that's what is so critical and at stake, obviously, when you look at a nation that is very, very polarized. It doesn't take a genius to realize that there is a line in the sand almost everywhere you step, whether it's in a small state, a small community, or a very, very large, large city. All right, speaking of large, there's a large amount of drones, these killer drones or kamikaze drones, that the Russians were unleashing on Ukraine. Many of you sent me thoughts about that for the last probably week, I guess it's been, in the mailbag, so I thought we would address it right here. Zelensky today, the president, called Russia a beggar and said that maybe 80% of those drones are being shot down because their aim is better. They're figuring out ways to hit them. Ukraine's military is having much more success at shooting down these Iranian-made Russian drones, and that's made a difference, obviously, for some of the targets that these drones were going after. That's the whole reason of calling them kamikaze drones, because there was no stopping them if you missed, and they're not missing as much. So it may be that Russia has to rethink that strategy. You know, we look at how many days are left in this year and think back to the beginning of this year, and February is when we're talking about Russia making the move to march into Kyiv. And here we are almost at the holidays, and this is still happening with no real end in sight, and a lot of repercussions, not for just the humanity side of it and what's going on in Ukraine, but for the rest of the world. This isn't something that's happening, oh, somewhere else. We cannot be concerned with it. It is affecting so many, many people, including us in the United States, but definitely in Europe. It's having a really, really huge impact, and especially when we get closer to winter, we talk about heating oil and what's happened with the pipelines and what Russia was supplying, and also in crippling some areas of the supply chain. There is no question about that either. Speaking of mailbags, coming up at the tail end of the hour, we will have your thoughts on everything from A to Z when we hit the mailroom. But coming up next, some odds and ends you might have missed on the day and heading deeper into the week.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Halloween is coming up. It is so fun, I think, to see all of the decorations in and around the neighborhoods. I don't know if you're seeing that in your neighborhood. My neighborhood, I am so excited about it because it's a new neighborhood for me, and it is Halloween central. Walking the dog in the morning or at night, I keep seeing more ghouls pop up, more really creative things that people have done to their front yards, whether it's the spider webs all over the mail boxes or whatever it is. It's the way they kind of set it up. And it's interesting because they're doing less with more. Like, they're stretching these ideas and making scenes. And I'm seeing that not just close to me, but in other places where I've traveled lately. So you might find the same thing in your neighborhood. And pumpkin patches also, too, are starting to become more prevalent. You know, they kind of pop up. It's like those Halloween spirit shops, 1,400 of them open at Halloween, and just all of a sudden they're there, right? In the strip mall, like, oh, what was there before? I don't remember. But they find those crevices, those places to crawl in, and it's like the pumpkin patches. You know, I kind of don't think much about pumpkin patches other than, oh, swinging by and grabbing a pumpkin. And I know taking nieces and nephews when they were little, it was fun if they had hay rides and whatnot. But, you know, pumpkin patches apparently really yield some pretty big bucks. In 2020, I was looking at some statistics. The U.S. produced 1.5 billion plus pounds of pumpkins. Seeds from giant pumpkins can get $3 to $5. So think about that. 2,000 to 5,000 seeds inside giant pumpkins can get $6,000 to up to $26,000 in profit. So, I don't know, some pumpkin farmers might really be pretty smart business people if you think about it, especially if you have one of those money-making pumpkin patches where there's not really much competition around you. And I think there are more of those. It's not like there's a pumpkin patch on every single corner, just like Starbucks. You look across the street and there's another Starbucks. If you look catty corner, there's another Starbucks. And I'm not kidding, that's part of their strategy. And I see this everywhere, but not with pumpkin patches. So I think there is some money in pumpkins if you know how to grow them and that's your bag. I mean, it's a seasonal business, kind of like the Christmas tree business. It used to be Christmas tree businesses would pop up where from Michigan and other places, Washington State, they would have their haul and different trucks that would come and take the trees and set up those Christmas tree lots and sell them like nobody's business. And I think that really still does happen, and it's probably going to happen even more this year, depending on the crop and where and whether they were affected by fire or not because of some of the wildfires, especially, I guess, out west. So that's a little bit of odds and ends. The other thing that popped up on my text today from somebody is if I had heard the story about the tourists who were trapped 200 feet underground at Arizona's Grand Canyon Caverns. Have you ever been there? It is something to see. It's in a place called Peach Springs, Arizona. I mean, really, it is. But these people have been trapped in an elevator since Sunday. They were stranded at the site because of the elevator malfunctioning. They were exiting the caverns, and then the elevator stopped working. So they think it's an electrical problem. The generator was brought in. It's not an electrical problem. It's a mechanical problem. And they don't know how long it's going to take to fix that elevator. That group is staying in a motel suite located at the bottom of the tourist attraction, which is about 65 miles northeast or so of a place called Kingman, Arizona. So there are 21 flights of stairs leading to the bottom with platforms and ladders. Some of the people trapped don't have the physical capability to climb the stairs. So there's a search and rescue team that's standing by with some kind of a hoisting apparatus to lift people out if the repairs take longer, much longer. And this is, it is really a neat place. I've been there, I want to say I've been there twice. It is a tourist attraction, but you get to tour inside this underground cave, which I'm fascinated by caves. And you can stay in a motel there and you can eat there. So, that would be scary. Right? You're trapped at the bottom of this. There's just no physical way you're able to get out. And they're trying to figure out, I think we're going to have to hoist you up in one of these baskets. So there's probably two, maybe even three of the five that are going to have to go out that way. Come in on your feet, but you leave a different way. It is really, really deep, too, when you're down there, which I think is part of what makes it so interesting and so cool. But it wouldn't be cool if you had no way to get up. If you were claustrophobic, that would be very, very, very tough, I think, to deal with that. I don't know that I'm surprised by this because I always wondered what was in it. But something you might notice when you're shopping, and you might not have ever picked it up, guys, right? But you go down the aisle and you pass the 10 million bars of soap and the razors and the shampoo, and there's this thing called dry shampoo. And a popular brand is Dove. There's another one called Nexus. And there's all kinds of them. The business is actually a pretty big business because I think what happens is with the dry shampoo, no time to wash my hair, especially with Zoom or running around to meetings. I'll just use dry shampoo and it looks like somebody's hair has been washed. But now some of these products, a lot of them, These aerosol dry shampoos have been recalled because of the potential presence of benzene. It's a chemical that can cause cancer. And like dry Dove soap would be one of them. The Nexus dry soap. There's a lot that are actually on the list. And benzene is a human carcinogen. So exposure to it can happen by inhalation, orally, through the skin. And it can result in blood cancer, leukemia. So they're telling people, period, the FDA, just stop using it. Don't even use it. If you go to the UnileverRecall.com site, you'll see them. But I think a lot of people use dry shampoo. It's cheap. It's easy. It gets you out of the time factor. Like there, you know, you can use this dry shampoo and then you don't have to worry about it. But boy, it's something to think about when they're flat out tracing that to these various cancers. I know I looked, and I haven't used it. I think I used it one time. Somebody gave it to me as a gift, like, oh, this is a miracle. And I did have two of those products, though. They just hadn't really used them. But you can bet I don't have those two in the shelf anymore. So this is a good one to pay attention to, because is it really necessary, and why would you even take that chance? And then finally, in odds and ends, boy, do we all need a hero, don't we? I think we need a hero. It's not a politician. It's not a plane. It's not a bird. It's Superman. Henry Cavill is confirming that he's going to return to the role of Superman, a.k.a. Clark Kent. I don't think I'm spoiling that for anyone. He did a cameo at the end of Black Adam, which is the new DC superhero film starring Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, which was released last week. So it was his first appearance since, I guess, Justice League. And before that, the 2017 version of that film, Justice League. But he did kind of spill it out there. He shared a shot of himself as Superman. I think he's like the perfect Superman. Before actually putting out a selfie video addressing people that wanted to know, was he going to do it? When was he coming back? And he just said, it's a small taste of what's to come. And he said, the dawn of hope renewed. Thanks for your patience. Yeah, we like that whole thing of kryptonite, right? No, don't give the kryptonite. That's the thing that hurts Superman. We don't want, the story is so simple, but it is timeless. And he flat out is the hero. Superman is the hero. By the way, I'll throw this in. Black Adam took the number one spot at the box office in its debut this weekend at the movies. $67 million it raked in. Ooh. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has issued updated guidelines for victim and witness assistance after the government came under harsh criticism from the families of those killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes. A White House official says President Biden will get his updated COVID-19 booster shot Tuesday. Biden's also expected to deliver remarks on the pandemic and highlight his administration's efforts to get Americans boosted. Last week, more than 4.5 million people in the U.S. got the latest shot. Climate change activists in Germany threw mashed potatoes on a Claude Monet painting valued at $110 million. The act came 9 days after activists poured tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers, estimated to be worth $84 million. And voter interest in the midterm election is higher than ever. More than 60% said their interest was at a 10. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Especially with the latest installment, which is the end of Jamie Lee Curtis's character. I'm not spoiling anything because, trust me, everybody out there understands and knows that Halloween is right around the corner. What are some other popular costumes? I thought this would be interesting to take my own unofficial poll of just people I knew. I just randomly started asking people, so why not ask you? What will you be for Halloween? Something about dressing up and pretending you're someone else? Or maybe there's not. Maybe you hate Halloween. But a lot of you have actually talked to me about Halloween through the miracle of the mailbag, which is coming up. Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is coming up, and that's a pretty easy costume, right? You dress up like a coach, like Jason Sudeikis. You have the big cheesy mustache, and you've got the track suit and the whistle around your neck. And I think that works. And you can find those outfits already really pulled together. I think Spirit Halloween has them. Another one that I thought would be a pretty good one to do, could be easy depending on what your looks are for guys. But my husband would be a dead ringer. In a way, I haven't told him this, but he'd be a dead ringer for Rip Wheeler, popular character from Yellowstone. Oh, I love Yellowstone, which is a massive hit. Kevin Costner, That's his big show. And they have kits because, you know, you have a cowboy hat and you have mustache and glasses and gloves. And you kind of look like a ranch dude. That's the dress pretty much of what that character would be. Top Gun with one of the biggest all-time movies. We just saw the return of Top Gun after how many years? That's popular. And there's those costumes everywhere. The flight suit, that's basically what you're looking for. And a cap and the same thing, the aviator glasses really work. I thought of one that would be really clever. It might be a pain to make it, and I guarantee there are pre-produced ones, but a charcuterie board. Because you see that everywhere. It's all over the Instagram and Twitter, and people are talking about charcuterie boards. So I would think that would be a clever costume, and I guarantee somebody has it. I also guarantee the Spirit Halloweens and other costume places have Elvis costumes. Remember, there was the Elvis movie that came out this year. There was it was a big biopic. So the sequined jumpsuit, same thing, the glasses, the aviator glasses, or another Elvis look, but that would be popular. And some of my favorite characters, House of Dragon. And there you could have that cosplay suit. And I guarantee they have them all over. I know I saw one on Etsy, but I'm sure other places carry them. And then there's the easy things to do. Like, I don't know, just dress up like a tennis player. Do you have tennis gear? Do you have athletic gear? And how many adults will go out and trick-or-treat? It's always interesting to me to see adults that go out with kids, and do they take a bag with them, and do they knock on the door and participate in the whole thing? Which I think would be fine if somebody wanted to do that, especially if you're giving out good candy and the word spreads. You know, candy prices are up 13% from last year. 13% is pretty high. And that's the whole supply chain thing and the cost of the ingredients and all of that shooting up. So there might not be as many of those cool houses where they give you the full bar, you know, the full Kit Kat versus the small ones, or the full Twix versus the small ones. But Kit Kats are popular, and the Sour Patch Kids are popular. The candy corn is popular. All of the, I think, really the things that you see over and over and over again. And the mixture, I think the mixture of candies is pretty popular. So I just thought I would throw that out there, just in case you're doing that trick-or-treat thing. Some neighborhoods, they don't trick-or-treat. They do it at the churches, or they have the trunks where they think it's safer and screen people who come in, and the kids go from one trunk car, you know, they're all around in a circle or parking lot, and they go that way. But there's still some great neighborhoods where they're safe, and they promote that they're safe. They're doing Halloween, and I don't know. I think that's a good tradition for those that partake in it. What in the world was Kanye West, or he calls himself Ye now, thinking? This popped up in the mailbag, and this popped up all over the place today. Adidas is absolutely in some hot water to cut ties with Kanye West. And why is that? It's because of something that Kanye West said earlier this month. He wore a White Lives Matter shirt in public. Adidas said it was reviewing its lucrative partnership with his Yeezy brand, that's the name of the brand, because it accounts for 10% of the Adidas sales. And the bottom line is, he also came out with this statement, and where he said a lot of anti-Semitic comments in some public statements, right? He blames Jewish Zionists, he said, for paparazzi, pulled shows, all the Kardashian sex rumors was the other thing that, you know, he said. And he has had a couple of weeks like this. It's been one step and then another step, and then something else has goaded him, and he got knocked off of Twitter because of it. He went into a diatribe about the Jewish people, arguing that he's not an anti-Semite because he's also a Jew and as the blood of Christ. And he went on to rant about how the Jewish people control all the facets of the media, like I said, and entertainment. And he said Jewish people have owned the black voice, whether it's through us wearing Ralph Lauren shirts, or it's all of us being signed to a record label, or all of us having a Jewish manager, or being signed to a Jewish basketball team. And again, it goes on and on and on and on and on like this. So he's getting dropped in a lot of different areas, but so far, no doing with Adidas, and a big chunk, like I said, of their business is because of his brand and what he was promoting. But the German shoe company is seeing its stock plunge, and some people are calling for boycotts. I mean, it's dropped almost 11% since last Friday, and they're saying they're not cutting ties with him after the escalation of the remarks and the comments and all of that. And one of the things West has said is that no matter what, Adidas can't fire him. They can't drop him. You know, now what? And I think from what we're seeing, Adidas's lawyers are agreeing. They're saying they don't, you know, that they're waiting to act, obviously, or they haven't done anything. But in the meantime, like I mentioned, the stock is really dropping. Dropping, dropping, dropping. And that's what shareholders care about. So, and it's a huge public relations nightmare that's getting worse. Across social media, they're being ridiculed as a Nazi company. This is Adidas. The history of Adidas during World War II is being explored and even dissected by customers who never even thought about it. Just, oh, I like Adidas. I don't want to give more money than Nike. I just like the way their shoes are. They have great tennis shoes, or they have whatever kinds of shoes that they have. So this is one that really, really could tank the company the way that it's looking. That keeps dropping the way that it's dropping. And this is trending all over the place. This, when I say, you know, this show is about what people are talking about, people are talking about this all over the place. Do you know, did you hear what he said? Do you hear what the reaction is? Are you looking at what they're saying is going on with the stock? Because usually that will be enough to rattle a company. But he, like I said, accounts for a big chunk, or did anyway, of their business. And I have to mention this one at the top. There's an actor named Leslie Jordan. And speaking of social media, he's very funny. He was one of those people who found a way to really work social media powerfully. And he was a comedian and an actor known for being on Will and Grace. It would be a big one for him. And he was in a car accident, apparently. And, you know, he died. And he was a guy that you would see do cameos on, you know, everything from, you go back to the 90s and Designing Women to The People Next Door. Really, like I said, Will and Grace, he's very, very big. And at the height of the pandemic, his social media really took off. He got millions and millions of followers. He's a very, very funny actor. Not even 70 years old, dead at the age of 67. Mailbag coming up.
Do you have
of those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
The mail, man.
Very clever. It does feel like that. So we go to a new name in the mailbag. Cam says, "Hi, Ms. Delaney. I have listened to the show. This is the very first time I've ever emailed you. I've meant to email you before in the past. Different things that you've said that I agree with, that I don't agree with, things that make me laugh. But rest assured, I am a fan. You were talking about the price of food and how much it's gone up. And turkeys, you mentioned, it made me start to think. I have a big family. We do a Thanksgiving dinner. I started to do the math. Ooh, I think it's going to cost us, if we can find the turkey we need, a lot more. How much is that meal probably going to go up? I've got about 20 people coming for Thanksgiving. Can you do the math for me?" You know what? I saw this the other day, Cam, and just for you, doing the math, and, you know, these aren't hard facts. I know that in the producer price index, it went up 8.5%, so turkeys were more than double the index, 20.6. So think about that. Uncooked turkey, you know, you're looking to go get the bird somewhere, up 17%. 70%. Then we look at, let's say you do, I'm just going to kind of jump around. Because I did some, I'm going to say, fuzzy math. Butter, which you'd have to have butter, because you're going to have rolls. If you have to have butter at the table, that is up, whether you're looking at margarine or butter, it's up like over 30%. So let's call it, I'm going to be generous, let's call it 30%. Then you look at beverages. What are you serving? Beverages have really gone up. You know, everybody needs a soda, or they need some of the iced tea, or they need whatever else it is that you have. It's up, beverages across the board. And you can see this when you just go down soda aisles or water or any of them. Up 9.5%. 5%. So you look at dairy, the things that would be around that. That's up 20%. So if you're talking about the different categories of what you would have to have for Thanksgiving, and vegetables, 16.6%, and canned fruit, because then you put something out, right? That's 18%. So especially with the cost of turkeys and how much that's going up, there's actually a statistic about this. The American Farm Bureau's Federation's 37th annual Thanksgiving dinner cost survey will come out in mid-November, because they have volunteer shoppers that report about the prices they've seen around the country. Last year, the prices jumped 14%. Oh, I think you'll be at least at, I think it'd be like maybe 21 to 25%. That's a lot, especially when you have a lot of mouths to feed. You know, maybe the cheapest thing will end up being the mashed potatoes, but you'll be peeling a lot of mashed potatoes. I mean, you make them yourselves, but then you have to have the butter, and you have to have the milk, and all of that is going to cost more. So it's a good question. I would plan on 25% more, and if you see anything you can get now and squirrel it away, because we're not that far away from Thanksgiving, I would say do it. Along those same lines, because, boy, you're all thinking about money, and I think part of that is because of the midterm elections and all of the political ads that we're seeing. But this one is from Kevin, who says, wow, what happened to selling the house and making an incredible profit? So much for those interest rates, Kate. It's got to be a stalled market in most places, because I was looking the other day at interest rates, and aren't they almost up to 7%? Who's going in that direction? Unless you're paying cash and money's no object. Yeah, because then you don't care. You're not worried so much about the interest rate. I mean, you're paying for it in a sense, but it's different if that's what you're going for. It's just under 7%, just slightly under for a 30-year mortgage. Oh, and then you think of the cost of the house and you add that. Of course, people don't want to do it if they can stay put now and ride it out and wait till the houses become more realistic, and maybe somebody can't. I mean, you're always kind of playing chicken with that, the pricing, or if you're selling a place, or maybe you're not selling a place, you're just saving all your pennies to get a place, and it's really tough. This is a tough time to be hunting for a mortgage. Listen, that's why a lot of people just rent. I know families that just rent. I know, when I say just rent, because it's better. They're getting good deals where they are, even if the rent's gone up a little bit, and so they don't want to have to pay a mortgage. They don't have to pay the taxes wrapped into that, especially with what the rates are right now, because almost 7%, I mean, pretty much 7% is crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, let's jump to another one. This one from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, I have emailed you a couple of different times about all kinds of different things. This whole Kanye West deal is just sleazy, crazy to me. I mean, it's almost like he is in your face goading Adidas to dump him. Because a lot of other companies and companies he's attached to are saying, get away. Right? And so now all over social media, there is this war over what he said and where we are. And it's just ridiculous. I think it's just him doing the whole trying to put the bait out. I think that's what it is. I mean, it is such a huge talked about story. And apparently they tried to work it out with him to, you know, the whole partnership thing, and they're saying it's under review. As of now, it's under review. But it's not good, of course, because there are more brands that are distancing themselves from West. And, you know, Vogue cut ties with him. The popular agency CAA dropped him as a client. A production company that did a documentary on him, they're putting it on the shelf. So this is starting to happen more and more. He's going to keep being, I think, on the receiving end of that. All right, let's get another one in here. This one is from Iris. And Iris says, hi, Kate. I think the midterm elections is the perfect time to go and vote. I told several neighbors after listening to you that you should vote no matter what, even if you think you're not represented, because will you ever really truly be represented if that's the attitude that you have? And we should want to preserve certain standards and things that we believe in, and you clearly have the right to exercise your vote, and I think people should do that. Yeah, because, you know, then who are you getting voting? If you don't have a representative amount of people who are complaining and hate this or like this or blah, 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 and then they don't even vote. They don't even go out and vote while the rest of us vote. Either do it early or we're doing it later. But I'll tell you what, there is a swing in some places in the Republican side of things. In Ohio, the Senate race is pretty tight between the Republican venture capitalist J.D. Vance and Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. I mean, they're tied at 46 each. But you had Ohio voters, you had 40% say they prefer Republicans control the House and Senate compared to 33% who say they'd rather have Democrats. So go figure. All right, on that note, you hear the music in the background. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who emailed me. You can too. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody. And happy Halloween. It's coming up.
I'm in the money fall. I'm like a bitch on the hay. I can't wait for us.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.